英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一美文了，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon, 你们好。
欢迎 Julie 老师，Julie 老师最近汉语真是进步太多了。
你真的太
太夸奖你了。
Yeah, she's exaggerating. I'm doing really my best to learn Chinese, but it's so difficult. I'd say it's almost as difficult as English.
我们的外教老师们都在攒着劲儿的学汉语啊，同学们的英语学习可是也要努把力了啊。大家 PK 一下，今天呢我们要带来一个什么故事呢？哎，我们来说一说呀，这标题叫做 The Trout。Trout 是一种鱼啊 ,T-R-O-U-T, 叫鳟鱼。
Yeah, a trout, it's a fish and it lives usually in a lake. Usually, but not in this story.、It lives in a very odd place. It lives in a tunnel.
到底这故事想讲一个什么道理呢？啊，我们先来说一说吧。这故事讲就是啊，一个小女孩叫 Julia。
Yeah.Julia is like a little bit of an eccentric child. She's very, you know, particular. She knows what she wants. She's 12, and you know, at that age, you don't believe your parents anymore. You have your own reality, your own conclusions.
12岁的女孩，这女孩吧，挺有个性的哈。在和家人度假的时候呢，她发现了一条 tunnel, 一条隧道。她喜欢进去探险。你看我们小的时候是不是遇到这种什么黑什么小洞啊 tunnel 啊之类的
That's so exciting. Like, even as an adult, actually, I just visited Hangzhou and we found also a tunnel and it was dark and like pretty scary. So, of course, we went in. Who doesn't think that is interesting?
哎，我们喜欢进去探险啊，感受那种黑暗，利用那种恐惧呢来训练自己的胆量，然后啊哈哈，然后害怕的跑出来哈、
yeah.
感觉好像有什么啊什么什么什么力量是的哈，他父亲告诉他呀，说这个隧道的小井边上有一条来历不明的鳟鱼，一个隧道里怎么可能有鳟鱼呢？他不相信。
Yeah,
她有冒险精神，她就过去看去了。
Yeah, she goes into the tunnel again, and she's like, "How can it be that in a tunnel like this there is a 鳟鱼 trout,
a trout there?" 哎，一个小一个隧道里怎么会有鳟鱼呢？她就悄悄的去实地查看，查看了以后发现，哎呦，这鳟鱼啊，不仅是有，而且处境非常的危险。
Yeah.It is actually very dangerous for the fish to be there because you can imagine in a little hole in summer in a tunnel, the fish won't have anything to eat or like have enough water to like swim around like fish do. So it's only like breathing very heavily trying to survive.
对呀、啊、他就思考了一个大夏天的一个隧道里一个小洞怎么可能会有鱼呢？它不应该属于这里啊。
Yeah, how can it be that the fish enters a tunnel? Like, the tunnel was super far away from the river. How can that fish possibly be there?
对呀、啊、这个事情是不是不合常理呢？确实不合常理啊，他就爱动脑筋。但是他妈妈就告诉他说，不用担心啊，会有仙女啊什么来救的。
Yeah, her mama makes a nice story because her mother, like, is still thinking that her little child, she doesn't have an own, like, thoughts about this and, like, she wants to comfort her with the idea that the fairy godmother will save her.
哎，对，但是她不相信。啊，他从头至尾啊，都是一个很有自己判断和主见的人。
Yeah.
他要自己亲自去看，自己亲自去想办法。
She doesn't believe a word her mother says. She's like, okay, fairy godmothers, they're only in Cinderella, 灰姑娘, and like, this is like something I have to find out myself, and I am going to save...The fish.
哎，其实这个故事呢，它跟我们的生活啊，那真是太相关了。
Yeah.
我们自己在人生的过程当中有什么事情别人告诉你说哎，有那么一件事儿啊，你说哦是吗啊、哦、那你说是就是吧，或者是你说我不信，我要自己去看一看是怎么回事情。
Yeah, you have to think for yourself also, not only just take over what other people say, what other people give for explanation. Don't worry, it will all be okay.
有的遇到困难了，别人告诉你说没事儿，有奇迹出现，哎，你就等着吧，是吧？有人会去做这个事儿的，有人会来帮你的。你不信， 或者是说你就相信了。
Miracles only happen when you actually do some effort for it.
哎，所以说你看我们这人生啊，为了过好自己的生活，到底我们应该听什么？听那别人给你编的故事，还是应该听听自己内心的声音啊？还是应该自己亲自动手去做一做呀，看看是不是这么回事啊？
Listen to your inner voice.
好，我们一起来学习今天的这个故事，隧道里的鳟鱼。
The trout. One of the first places Julia always ran to when they arrived at their vacation house in Galway was the tunnel. It was a dark, moist tunnel made of smooth branches. She always enjoyed running through the darkness of the tunnel towards the light at the end of it. It felt like a trip through a haunted house at a fun fair to her.This year, she had the extra joy of showing it to her small brother, Stephen, and of terrifying him as well as herself. And for him, the fear lasted longer because his legs were so short that he was still screaming and racing while she had already gone out for a really long time. When they ran many times, they went back to their vacation house and told everybody what they had done.He boasted, she mocked, they squabbled. Cry, baby. You were afraid of yourself. You're a big pig. Tears were threatening, so Dad said, Did you see the well in the tunnel? She was 12, and at that age, little girls are beginning to suspect most stories told by adults. They had found out too many from Santa Claus to Stork and so on.How could there be a well in the tunnel? Huffedly she asked. Nonsense. But she went back pretending to be going somewhere else, of course, and found a hole scooped on one side of the tunnel, shrouded by ferns that she only uncovered it after much searching. Inside there was water in which she suddenly perceived a painting trout.
One of the first places Julia always ran to when they arrived at their vacation house in Galway was the tunnel.
这家人啊，在这个叫 Galway 的地方是有一个度假屋的。
Yeah, Galway is a very popular city in Ireland where people, they often go there for a holiday. I don't know if you heard that song, Galway Girl of Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran 他有首歌曲啊。
Yeah, Galway Girl, it's a very romantic place like to go to.
所以大家要是有机会到爱尔兰去度假的话，去这个著名的圣地叫 Galway。
Yeah.
没准还能真能看见那个地方有一条隧道呢啊。说呀，这第一个地方One of the first place Julia 和她的家人 always ran to 啊，总是要跑去。当他们到达自己在高纬的度假屋的时候呢，这 Julia 每一次要第一个要去的地方，那就是一条隧道了。哎，她特别喜欢那地方啊。
Yeah, she really, really liked it. It was a dark, moist tunnel made of smooth branches.
好，我们来看一下哈，是一条什么样的隧道呢？通常这隧道，你看在山里啊。
Yeah.
都是潮湿阴暗的。
Yeah, it's usually like in a mountain and like with like big branches of trees and like moist leaves because like over there, there's no light, there's no sunshine, so it's very wet always.
哎，有的隧道呢，它是废弃的。现在有些隧道呢，它在城市当中啊，是使用，用来 communication, 交通的。这显然就是一个比较废弃的那种隧道了。Dark, 啊，是黑黑的，暗暗的 ,moist。阴暗潮湿的，而且 made of 是用什么做成的呢 ?smooth, 顺滑的一些 branches, 枝条截枝而成的。
She always enjoyed running through the darkness of the tunnel towards the light at the end of it.
这样一个十几岁的小女孩哈，十二岁的小女孩，她你看她首先她喜欢这个地方、
yeah.
而且她喜欢这个地方的什么感觉呢
?She really liked running through the darkness of the tunnel.Towards the light at the end of it.
他是要跑过这个长长的漆黑的隧道抵达另一头、
yeah.
Towards the light at the end of it. 啊，要抵达另一头，重获光明的那个过程，她特别喜欢。
Yeah, she really liked running fast, like through the tunnel, like as a sort of proof that she was brave and that she could bear the darkness.
大家想一想，你跑过隧道吗？这是一种什么样的感觉？就是从一团漆黑，先进入一团漆黑中。
Yeah, it's very exciting.
然后开始撒开腿就跑，感觉有什么东西在后面追一样，然后跑着跑着向那个光明跑过去，那种感觉是不是很棒啊？
Yeah, you feel great as a kid when you do that. Like even as an adult, you feel like, whoa, I did this.
真好玩，是不是？它就是有一种你看从黑暗当中啊到奔向光明的感觉哈、啊，从恐怖当中、恐惧当中啊获得自由和解放的感觉，很舒服。
It felt like a trip.Through a haunted house at a fun fair to her.
对她来讲这种经历啊就好像是在游乐场里那个鬼屋里的冒险经历一样。
Yeah, a haunted house.
我们来看这个词 ,haunted house, 就是什么被什么东西啊被什么灵异的东西给纠缠的 ,haunted house.
Yeah, it's like a house full of, like, of course, fake ghosts and monsters who are trying to scare you, and, but you actually like being a little bit scared. It's just like you when you watch a scary movie, that kind of scary.
大家都看过恐怖片吧哈。
Yeah,
去那个鬼屋玩过没有啊啊我倒是去过那可是小的时候吧初中的时候哎呦吓得不轻啊。
Yeah.
吓得不轻啊。就像一个鬼屋在那个 fun fair 就是游乐园里
Yeah, it's like a big sort of market full with like all kinds of forms of entertainment with large machines you can ride for pleasure or like with games you can play and yeah, in Europe they have a lot of fun fairs、I'm not sure in America but in Europe every year in summer there are fun fairs everywhere so as a kidI always went to a haunted house myself so many times.
有，朱莉老师也是一个从小敢去鬼屋玩的人啊。
Yeah, it was so much fun. I always loved seeing those skeletons trying to creep you out.
这些女孩都是胆儿大的，都胆儿大。你看，自己一个人跑到那个漆黑的隧道去玩，你想想。
Yeah.
是不是啊?
She's very brave. She's very brave. But she also does it to kind of like prove her younger brother that she's like braver than he is.
这就是一种啊。天生他就是一个勇敢者啊，就是个勇敢者。
This year, she had the extra joy of showing it to her small brother.
好，这一年呢，她又新添了一乐趣啊，叫做 extra joy.
Yeah, she had a little, she already had fun running through the tunnel herself, but now she had something added to that, something extra.
光自己一个人跑呢，她觉得还不尽兴。今年啊，她增加了一个新的乐趣。他带他那小弟弟叫 small brother Stephen、
yeah.
带着他去其实就是去吓他
Yeah, and of terrifying him as well as herself
说白了其实还是挺害怕的 terrifying him 就是看我们啊，就看着别人被惊吓的样子就觉得很舒服啊，就很好笑
Yeah, she really enjoyed teasing him and like making him scared. Of course, little brothers and sisters, they always tease each other, right?
是，大家看现在网上这么多整人的那种视频
Yeah.
都是为了看大家那真实反应和笑得乐不可支的啊 terrifying him as well as herself. 啊，大家就互相吓唬呗
Yeah. And for him, the fear lasted longer.Because his legs were so short that he was still screaming and racing while she had gone out for a long time already.
哎呀，带这个弟弟去啊，那真是乐趣太多了。但是这弟弟呢，对于他来说呀 ，fear lasts longer， 这恐怖啊，延续的更长一些，因为他腿短
，Yeah，
跑得慢，以至于呢。姐姐都已经跑出洞口了，弟弟还在那儿 screaming, racing.
Yeah, he was still running and like, ah, I'm so scared.
哎呀，姐姐不站在外边看笑话，弟弟还在隧道里尖叫着奔跑。
When they had run many times, they went back to their vacation house and told everybody what they had done.
好，就这样玩了好多次哈，乐此不疲的玩啊玩啊 ，had run many times. 你看这童年时光是不是特欢乐？然后呢，他们就回到度假屋里了，然后就告诉每一个人他们做过的事情啊，玩完了再告诉大家我们做了什么。
He boasted, she mocked.
好，弟弟就开始吹牛。
Yeah,
boasted.自吹自擂
Yeah, he told other people Oh, look what we did We're so good
哎，男孩嘛总是喜欢吹吹牛啊什么的
Yeah
姐姐呢就开始嘲讽他啊，就 mocked
Yeah, she teased him, she mocked him, she made him look stupid or silly.
哎，就是弟弟跟那吹，姐姐就跟那杠。
They squabbled.
哎，这个 squabble 词儿好像挺少见的哈，什么意思？
To squabble, that means to argue with someone. It's like, no, you do it. No, I did it. No, you want to have that. No, I said yes. Blah, blah, blah. It's like constantly like a sort of argument that never ends. That is to squabble.
Oh, to squabble 就是一种长时间的那种争吵，似乎是停不下来的哈。哦，大家特别喜欢听他们说他俩跟那里头大家互相吓唬的那个感觉，
嗯，
有人说人吓人吓死人啊，然后呢 ，LJ 说特别害怕那种毛茸茸的东西啊，突然冲到你面前，他害怕啊。橙子说、
oh, ，Really
啊，玻璃栈道张家界的，我都不怕，我家小孩都不怕， oh. 哎呦，都真的胆儿大。其实小朋友不怕，不是很怕危险，成年人其实挺怕的。
Yeah, it's adults who are mostly afraid of like those like dangerous things, because、children don't really realize like
the danger.
Danger, because of course their parents tell them and stuff, but they don't feel it yet. They don't realize it yet.
我们说无知者无畏嘛。
Yeah,
小朋友啊，他不知道那些危险是什么，所以他胆儿大呀。
Yeah.That's why they're very brave.
嗯，然后又觉得这种啊尝试危险的感觉哇很刺激啊，很好玩，好就开始自吹自擂了啊。好，他们怎么说的呢
？Cry baby，
你这个爱哭鬼。
You were afraid yourself，
你自己不也害怕了吗
？You're a big pig
啊，他们也骂猪啊，你个大蠢猪。You are a big pig。
Tears were threatening， so Dad said.Did you see the well in the tunnel?
好，这句话挺有意思的。Tears were threatening.
Yeah.
眼泪在什么？在威胁着。
Yeah, it was almost so bad, the argument, that one of them, at least, almost started to cry.、So tears were threatening to come.
哎呀，多么形象的一个写作的方式啊。说你的眼泪都已经开始要来威胁了，就是说眼看着这孩子就要哭成一片了。然后这个时候爸爸就说话了哈、啊，就转移他们这种争吵吧，就做点有意义的事儿。你们有没有看见这个隧道里有一口井啊
？Now she was 12, 12岁 ，and at that age, little girls are beginning to suspect most stories told by adults. They had found out too many.From Santa Claus to the stork.
嗯，这个 well 哈、啊，在这里不是副词了哈、啊，不是 well, very well.
No.
它指的是一口井。
Yeah, a well is like a pit full of water, like a hole in the ground where water is in, so you can tap that out.
哎，它也不算是一口深井吧，反正深井，深井不是深井，是一口大概的浅的那种水，小水塘那种哈。啊女孩12岁嘛，但是她像其他的这个年龄的女孩一样，她大概已经猜到爸爸要说什么故事了哈。
Yeah, she doesn't believe anything adults say.
Suspect, 怀疑啊，开始怀疑要讲什么故事啊，讲什么呀，因为他们已经发现太多次自己都被大人们各种骗啊。
Yeah.
They found out too many.
Yeah, from Santa Claus.
讲什么圣诞老人的故事啊。
To the stork.
Stork 是一种鸟，叫做鹳。
Yeah, a stork is a very long bird with long legs. And I don't know about China, but in like European countries, many of them, adults tell the story of the stork to children. Well, what is the story of the stork? That is that a stork brings babies to adults. Like a stork comes at night and then drops the baby through the chimney in a crib. So suddenly, there's a baby brought by the stork.
明白了，这外国人喜欢讲啊鹳的故事，就是说这鹳呢，通常是在夜间啊，哈、啊，带着小婴孩、
yeah.
然后呢，从这个烟囱里啊扔到摇篮里，于是呢，这父母就解释跟孩子说，你是怎么来的？你就是被这个鹳鸟啊带来的。
Yeah.
啊，所以小女孩听到这种故事，哎呀，大概其就知道爸爸又要讲什么了。
Yeah, when you're 12, you don't believe that anymore. You believe that when you're maybe 5 or 6, but later,
这就是说一个人在即将形成自己的主见的时候啊，他就对那些别人告诉他的东西开始产生怀疑了。
How could there be a well in the tunnel? Haughtily, she said, nonsense.
好。 他不仅怀疑，他还表态了。他说，那里怎么可能有一口井呢？ How could there be a well in the tunnel? 隧道里有口井。这个单词是 haughtily。
Haughtily. If you do something haughtily, you do something in a very proud and unfriendly manner. You're like annoyed a bit. You're like, nonsense.
哎，有点傲慢地说啊，非常傲慢地说 nonsense, 胡说八道啊，胡说八道，怎么可能有口井？他常识还挺丰富的。
But she went back, pretending to be going somewhere else, of course, and found a hole scooped on one side of the tunnel.
哎，这就是好奇心来了，根本不相信别人说的是什么。
Yeah, she did not believe her dad when he said that there's a well in the tunnel.
但是呢，似信非信，将信将疑。
Yeah,
他回去了啊。回去以后呢，他还装作是去了别的地方 ，pretending to be going somewhere else. Of course, 他就想去发现到底这个究竟是怎么一回事儿。
And found a hole.Scooped on one side of the tunnel.
哎，还真在这个隧道的一侧啊。On one side of the tunnel, found a hole. 找到一个洞。这个洞呢是 scooped, 是一个挖好的一个洞。
Yeah, shrouded by ferns that she only uncovered it after much searching.
而且这个洞呢，它是被遮蔽起来的。Shrouded.S-H-O-R-U-D, 这个 shroud, 就是浓浓密密的给它遮盖起来。
Yeah, it's so covered that you cannot see it. It's so covered, so shrouded by ferns. Ferns are like big plants without flowers. Like maybe you've seen them once or twice. They look a bit like feathers.
哦，蕨类植物叫 ferns, F-E-R-N-S, 啊，是植物的用词。
Yeah, so she lookedEverywhere, she was looking for a long time.
到处找啊找，还真不死心，她去找。找了以后发现 uncover, 我们知道 cover 是盖住。Uncover 就是给她发现了。她发现了 uncover it after much searching. 找了好久以后终于发现了。
Inside, there was water in which she could suddenly perceive a panting trout.
哎呀。就在那个里面啊，这个洞里呢竟然还有水。
Yeah, there was water. She found like a hole with water, and inside was a panting trout.
就在这样一个秘密的无人知的角落里，竟然真的有一个洞，这个洞里竟然真的有水，而水里呢竟然真的有。She suddenly perceived, 发现了， perceive 是觉察到了，发现了一只Panting trout, 一条正在大口喘息着的鳟鱼。
Yeah, he was breathing very loudly and very heavily because he could not breathe anymore. Like, of course, like when there's little water, then a fish doesn't have enough air, not enough 空气 to breathe in, right?
就这个词啊 ,P-A-N-T.
Yeah, to pant.
To pant. 这个 pant 的意思呢就是鱼在那个张嘴呼吸。吸取空气里的氧气的那个动作。
Yeah, in the hole, he was lying and like breathing super heavy. Just like when a dog is like running real fast, and then he tries to cool off, he sits down, and then the dog is panting massively, like, because he has to, you know, recover his energy.
你可想而知，一个小洞里啊，
yeah.
一点浅水。那一条鱼怎么能在这里生活呢
？Yeah，
它吃什么呢
？A fish cannot really live there, right？
它又怎么存活呢？啊，它发现了，不仅真的有井，井里有水，水里还有鱼。
She rushed for Stephen and dragged him to see, and they were both so excited that they were no longer afraid of the darkness as they hunched down and peered at the fish painting in his tiny prison.His silver stomach going up and down like an engine. Nobody knew how the fish got there. Her mother suggested that a bird had carried the spawn. Her father thought that in the winter, a small streamlight might have carried it down there as a baby, and it had been safe until summer came and the water began to dry up. She went back to look again. her brother remained behind with mom and dad, not really interested in the actual trout, but much interested in the story about the trout, which his mummy began to make up for him. So, one day, Daddy Trout and Mommy Trout, it troubled her that the trout was always in the same position. He had no room to turn. All the time, the silver belly went up and down. Otherwise, he was motionless. She wondered what he ate and thought of his hunger. She found him a worm. He ignored the food and just went on painting. Hunched over him, she thought how, all the winter, while she was at school, he had been in there. All the winter, in the dark tunnel, all day, all night, floating around alone, she was still thinking of it as she lay in the bed. It was late June, the longest days of the year. The sun had sat still for a week, burning up the world. Although it was after 10 o'clock, it was still bright and still hot. She lay on her back under a single sheet, trying to keep cool. Before they went to bed, her mommy had told Stephen the story of the trout again, and she, in her bed, had resolutely presented her back to them and read her book, asking where and how. Lifting her nose in the air, she said superciliously,
好，我们来看一下啊，这是怎么个情况呢？他发现了这条鱼以后，他特别兴奋，就是找弟弟去了。
She rushed for Stephen and dragged him to sea. And they were both so excited that they were no longer afraid of the darkness as they hunched down and peered at the fish panting in his tiny prison.
赶紧跑到弟弟那里去。Dragged him to sea, 拉着他过来，赶紧来看。
Yeah, she was pulling him, like she was dragging him,when he actually didn't want to go, so that's why it's dragging, because dragging is actually pulling someone if that person doesn't really want to go with you.
哎，这小朋友啊，这太兴奋了哈。They were both so excited. They were no longer afraid of the darkness as they hunched down. 他们都高兴的都忘记了这个洞里是有多
Yeah.
多害怕了
yeah.
多可怕了
They totally forgot about that they were actually supposed to be afraid of the darkness、But they had something else to do They were like occupied with something else
Hunch down 弯着腰下来 Hunch down
Yeah, to hunch down That means to sit or to stand with your back and shoulders curved forwards、So if you are sitting behind a computer Usually you hunch You bend your back in a very bad posture, so that makes your back hurt.
弯着腰，驼着背，就是一个 hunch 的状态。弯着腰，驼着背，开始来仔细什么？观察 ，peer at something, peer.
Yeah, to peer is to look at something very carefully, because it's not so easy to see. You really have to, like, search for it a bit, with your eyes, like squinting, and like, really, like, looking.Very carefully.、
仔细地去查看。哎呦，这鱼啊，真的是哎 ,painting in his tiny
prison.
呦，用他的那个小小的 prison.
Yeah, he was sitting in his, I believe, 逮捕 or something. Like, he was like in a very small area, like usually a prison that is something where thieves and bad people are locked up, right?、So he seemed to be a little bit in such a place.
对呀、他就用他他完全用他那个小小的 prison, 啊在他这个小小的监狱里面哈。
That one.
哎呀在费劲的在那里喘息呀、就想活下去呀。他那个银色的肚皮 ,silver stomach, going up and down, 上上下下的不停的翻动着就像一个引擎一样。
Yeah.、
像发动机一样。
His silver stomach was going up and down like an engine. Like that's a motor. That's a machine that makes other machines going.
对大家可以看到这个生物啊在绝境当中是非常的顽强的想要求生的。啊没有哪一个生物说自己说啊这绝境啊啊那就死了吧。啊没有哪一个生物是这样的。你看连一条鱼在这个小池塘里小小口里小洞里都是这样发动着自己全身的力量。银色的肚皮像发动机一样来回的上下翻动着为了吸取一口氧气
Nobody knew how the fish got there
天知道这条鱼是怎么来到这里的想都想不出来
Her mother suggested that a bird had carried the spawn
妈妈说呢也许是一只小鸟吧 把这个卵带到了洞里。Spawn, S-P-A-W-N.
Yeah, spawn, that's a word for the eggs of a fish. And like the eggs of a fish are a bit slimy, or, you know, like very, very, like...I don't really like so much how they look, but they are very like slimy and like, very smooth. So that is called spawn.
鱼卵叫 spawn. 爸爸却不这么认为。爸爸说
Her father thought that in the winter, a small streamlet might have carried it down there as a baby. And it had been safe until summer came and the water began to dry up.
啊、哦、爸爸是这么认为的。他说呢应该是在冬天的时候啊有一条小的溪流 streamlet, 小溪流。
Yeah, a streamlet is a very small and narrow river.
嗯小溪流呢就带着这个带着它呀就可能就流到这里来了。但是这个时候它还是一条小鱼 as a baby.
Yeah, it was still a little baby fish.
哎鱼嘛它就顺着水流到哪儿就是哪儿了。一不小心呢可能就流到这个隧洞里来了。但是呢 it had been safe until summer. 来的时候呢可能还挺安全的因为水量还是够的。但是现在是夏天了。Summer came, the water began to dry up. 夏天的溪水呀开始干涸了它就被困在这里了。
She went back to look again.
于是朱莉亚就再一次回去看那条鱼。她把这事报告给了爸妈以后啊她就去看又到底是不是这样呢
Her brother remained behind with mom and dad, not really interested in the actual trout, but much interested in the story about the trout.
好，这里就有意思了。你看，这个文章啊，就开始写到两种人的个性了哈。
Yeah.
Julia 听了这个事情，反而她更加有兴趣了。她弟弟反而失去了兴趣。
Yeah, her brother is only interested in like,The story around it, well, she is really worried about the fish.
是 ,Julia 是在乎这条鱼而他弟弟呢在乎关于这个鱼的故事。
Yeah.
弟弟 not really interested in the actual trout. 但是他更感兴趣的是 the story about the trout.
Yeah, which is mommy began to make up for him.
Make up 是编和造的造的意思。
Yeah, she began to make a story, like to invent a story, to imagine a story that was not true, of course.
妈妈的想象力也是够丰富的。马上就开始编出了关于这个鳟鱼的故事哈。可能他的有一天他的爸爸和妈妈到了这里。
Yeah, so one day, Daddy Trout and Mommy Trout, it's just like a fairy tale, right?
童话就开始了传说就开始这样编造出来了。
Yeah, once upon a time.
对这个现实啊和这个想象就开始进行了分野了。啊就走上了两条路了。
Mm-hmm.
姐姐代表的就是比较现实的这一类。
Yeah, she is very...critical and very, very like listening to our own self, to our own voice.
是姐姐和父亲代表的一类人。
Yeah.
啊弟弟和妈妈代表的是另一派了。啊弟弟和妈妈就开始沉浸在故事当中了哈开始就此大做文章了。
It troubled her that the trout was always in the same position.
这姐姐吧她就觉得有件事她特别不舒服。
Yeah, she was very 焦急。
哎
She was very worried. It's troubled her.
Something troubled you. 什么事让你很烦恼
Yeah.
很着急。着急什么呢着急这条鱼吧。它老是在一个地方待着。
Always in the same position.
它不自由。
He had no room to turn.
没有个空间啊能转身。
All the time, the silver belly went up and down.
那个银色的肚皮呢是随时随地啊都在翻动好像很痛苦的样子。
Otherwise, he was motionless.
否则的话怎么样他就。
Yeah, motionless. Like he did not move. He was not making a motion.
否则他就无法动弹他就是 motionless, 完全是静止的。
Yeah.
否则他就没法动了他就必须这么不停的这么摆动着翻动着
She wondered what he ate and thought of his hunger
好他想的更多了既然他是一条生命那么他每天吃什么呢在这个地方
Yeah
又没有鱼又没有虾的
There's nothing for a fish to eat in that little hole
哎你看他看到生命的时候他就在想这个生命靠什么吃延续自己的生命而不是说、哦、他就是个生命而已
Yeah, she doesn't assume that he just lives. Like she just think, okay, he needs food to survive.
这就是我们啊看到生命的时候啊我们的经验啊和我们的见识啊造成了不同的对生命的理解了。
Yeah.
你说你看到一个 stray cat, stray dog, 对吧
?Yeah.
一样的嘛这个生命嘛野外或者是路上的一只小鸟你有没有想过它靠吃什么维持生活呢
?Yeah, do you think that when you see a stray cat or a stray dog, oh, would he have enough to eat?
他就在想啊 ,what he ate and thought of his hunger, 他就考虑到他的这个饥饿的问题了。
She found him a worm.
他就给他找了一条虫子。
He ignored the food and just went on panting.
哎呦，可是这鱼呢，根本就 ignore the food， 哎，理都不理这个小虫子，
yeah.
只是继续的在那个地方喘啊喘啊。因为此时此刻啊，这个生存是第一位的啊，
yeah.
吃东西还是次要的。再说可能都没那个空气。
Yeah, it is usually if an animal or even a human if it's very stressed.And it's very difficult to eat something, and being almost dead is a very stressful situation.
没错，因为首先要存活下来哈，你得先呼吸，对不对
？Yeah, breathing. Breathing is before anything else.
他就在想办法解决这个问题，但他发现这鱼啊根本就不吃东西。
And he just went on panting, hunched over him. She thought how all the winter while she was at school, he had been in there.
他想的就更多了，他觉得。Hunched over, 又来了哈，弯腰看着哈。
Yeah, she was like her back was curled to forwards.
哎，就弯腰看着这条鱼啊，他又开始想了。要是真的像爸爸说的那样，冬天他就来了。那这整个冬天 ,all the winter, while she was at school, 他在学校里上学的时候，而这条鱼呢，就一直待在这个小洞里。
All the winter, in the dark tunnel.
整个冬天。都在这个漆黑的这个隧道里也不知道吃什么
All day All night
无论白天还是黑夜啊
Floating around Alone
在这个漆黑的隧道里孤独的游来游去 Floating 漂浮游
Yeah He was just all alone He had no friends No other fish around him
啊，他开始在为另外一个生命呢担心他的这个处境了
Yeah She was really worried that he was likeNot happy, he was not like he was lonely, he felt like very miserable, probably he was hungry, like she really felt sorry for him.
就这么一个瞬间呢，这两个 two lives are got connected.
Yeah.
哎，他联系到了，他将自己的生活和这个鱼的生命啊联系在了一起。他就在一旦有联系了，他就开始在为这个生命的这个安危啊考虑了。
She was still thinking of it as she lay in bed.
晚上回家去以后啊，他这满脑子里想的都是那条鱼。Still thinking of it as she lay in bed,躺在床上，因为不放心啊。
Yeah, she could not sleep. I mean, if you are worried, then you also usually have trouble sleeping, right?
对，大家知道吧？自己的父母在为自己平时的这个生活、学习担忧的时候，就是这种感觉，觉得你这事儿有没有做好啊？啊，有没有受委屈啊？啊，有没有什么情况这个有问题啊？就是睡在床上，满脑子都在想这种事情，担忧。
It was late June, the longest days of the year.
你看现在都是什么 late June 了，六月末了，七月了。
The sun had set still for a week, burning up the world.
Longest day of the year.
So that's like, I believe the 21st of June, 六月二十一号
是
It's the longest day. That means that it's like the longest, hours of daylight.
哎，夏至好像是哈。然后呢，就开始全年中，白天最长的日子到来了。你看现在正好是这个时候，烈日炎炎的。The sun had set still for a week.
Yeah, that means that it constantly, 一直 was super hot. The sun was shining non-stop.
烈日炎炎啊，都已经持续了一周的时间了。
Yeah, so just think about Beijing 2 weeks ago or something.
对，
挺热的。That was constantly the sun was burning up the world. The sun set still.
又赶上这最炎热的季节 ,burning up the world, 灼烧着世界。
Although it was after 10 o'clock, it was still bright.And still hot.
哟，你看这个爱尔兰这地方哈。
Yeah.
夏天的时候都晚上十点了你看。
In Holland too, actually. Like, here it's amazing that it gets dark earlier in, like, on that day. Because I remember in Holland, like, it was 10 o'clock and then still it was daylight because it was the longest day.
诶，那你们荷兰，那夏天都几点天黑呀？
After 10-ish, like 10:30 or something.
哦，十点三十还是会天黑的。
Yeah.
哦，那还好。
Yeah, and like the sun is, like rises at like 4 or something, 4:30. So we really have very short nights. People always lack sleep in summer.
晚上十点以后，这天仍然是大亮着，而且气温很高。他觉得这个环境比较险恶哈。
Mm-hmm. She lay on her back under a single sheet.Trying to keep cool.
嗯，你看他自己呢是仰面躺在床上，身上盖着一个被单 ，a single sheet， 床单，来什么 ？Trying to keep cool.
Before they went to bed, her mommy had told Stephen the story of the trout again.
好，睡觉之前呢，妈妈又在给弟弟讲这个鳟鱼的故事了，然后又编了不少哈。
And she, in her bed, had resolutely presented her back to them and read her book.
好，他对此的态度就是坚决地转过身。
Yeah, if you,
根本不听。
Yeah, she was very determined and decisive. Like, this is rubbish. It's nonsense. It's not true what my mom is telling. I am not listening.
这个 resolutely 其实就是什么？
Yeah, very determined and very decisive. Like, very 坚定。Like、
很坚定的。
Very, yeah, that you're very like, you know what's right. They are wrong.
他把头转过去背对着他们，然后呢开始读着自己的书。
And so, in the end, this naughty fish got bigger and bigger and bigger, and the water got smaller and smaller. She had whirled and cried, Mommy, don't make it a horrible old moral story. Her mom had even brought in a fairy godmother who had made it rain and filled the hole so that the trout could float away down the river below.Staring at the moon, she knew there are no such things as fairy godmothers and that the trout down in the tunnel was panting for his life. She sat up. Stephen was a hot lump of sleaze, a lazy thing. She leaped up and quietly she lifted the ewer of water, climbed out of the window, and went into the tunnel.Kneeling down in the dam, she put her hand into the slimy hole. When the body of the trout lashed, they were both made with fright. But she gripped him and shoved him into the ear and raced out to the other end of the tunnel down to the river's edge. She poured him out into the water. For a second, he was still visible. Then all she saw was the glimmer of the moon in the silent flowing river. She plunked down the ear...and flew through the air like a bird into bed. In the morning, Stephen rushed to her, shouting that he was gone and asking where and how. Lifting her nose in the air, she said superciliously, Fairy godmother, I suppose, and strolled away.
、And so, in the end,This naughty fish got bigger and bigger and bigger, and the water got smaller and smaller.
妈妈就开始讲说，哎呀，你看这样下去，到了最后呢，这条淘气的小鱼会变得越来越大，水也会变得越来越少。这个时候，哎，茱莉亚就受不了了。
Yeah, she had whirled and cried, Mommy, don't make it a horrible old moral story.
World, 不是那个
Yeah, to whirl is like to turn around, like to turn yourself in half a circle. So, like, if you lie in bed, you can whirl pretty easily, right?、
哎、转身嘛，其实就是。转身然后大声的就嚷嚷着说，妈妈呀，你别再编这种可怕的 horrible, old, 老的 moral story, 寓言故事了哈，别编了。
Her mom?Had even brought in a fairy godmother.
她妈妈甚至还在故事当中啊，加入了一些神话传说。
Yeah,
玄幻人物叫 fairy godmother, 仙女教母。
If you watch Cinderella, you know what a fairy godmother is.
哎呦，反正就是有些法力神通的人呗。
Yeah, who had made it rain and filled the well.
哎呀，这个仙女教母不得了啊，能用法力来制造降雨 ,made it rain, 让它下雨就下雨，然后 fill the well, 就把这个井啊就填满了。
so that the trout could float away down to the river below.
以至于呢，这个 trout 就能够怎么样啊？就能够摆脱那口井 ，flow away.
Yeah, he could just,
游出去了。
He could just like float away with the rest of the water into the river and start swim 游泳。
哎，就开始啊，摆脱那口井，顺着水流就游回河里去了。
Staring at the moon, she knew there are no such things as fairy godmothers, and that the trout down in the tunnel was panting for his life.
可是当弟弟沉浸在这个故事中的时候，姐姐呢却凝视着挂在空中的月亮，他知道这个世界上根本就没有什么仙女教母，而且事实上是困在隧道里的鳟鱼正在为了生存而拼命地喘息着。 Down in the tunnel was panting for his life.
Yeah, he was really fighting to survive. He was panting for his life.
在艰难地生存着。这种情况下，如果你人不去帮他一把，恐怕他是没办法游回河里去的。啊，这就是他们生命的限制。
She sat up. Stephen was a hot lump of sleep.
这个时候都是夜深了，他突然一下就坐起来 ，sit up.
Yeah.
啊，不行，这我得行动一下。但弟弟呢，这个时候已经是一个热乎乎的啊，一坨sleep.
Yeah, a lump that is a solid piece of something that doesn't have a shape. So, like.He was just lying in bed, covered with blankets, so it was like a little mountain.
啊，睡着了的一坨lazy thing, 一头什么
懒惰的东西。Yeah,
他这么看他弟弟。
She leaped up and quietly she lifted the ear of water.
哎，这就是属于那种越想越着急呀，一跃而起，啊，就悄悄的。就拿起了 ewer of water, 家里的那个大水壶。
Yeah, it's like a large jug used for holding water for washing or for something else.
其实 the ewer of water 就是说水壶。
Yeah.
喝水。
Climbed out of the window.
哟，还从窗户爬了出去。
And went in the tunnel.
直接就进入了隧道。这大半夜的行动啊。
Kneeling down in the damp, she put her hand into the slimy hole.
好。Kneeling 就是跪在
yeah, she bent down, she sat down, she kneeled down.
哎，就跪在呢这个潮湿的隧道的地面上啊，把一只手啊就伸进了那个什么 slimy hole, 黏黏糊糊的那个洞里啊，一般人还不乐意呢。
Yeah, so disgusting and so like scary actually.
对呀，你凡是你付诸行动，你都是要忍受这种脏乱差的啊。
When the body of the trout lashed,They were both mad with fright.
这个意思就是说 when the body of the trout, 当这个鱼的身体啊 lashed, 就是快速甩动
yeah,
甩动的时候
Yeah, like if an animal lashes its tail, its 尾巴 then it moves very fast and violently, like they really want to like get out of there. Like the trout obviously doesn't know that he's going to be saved.、
啊、
he's just thinking, oh, something grabs me.
没错，这个生物它就是觉得哎呀，有什么东西抓住我了
？Yeah，
危险
！Yeah，
他就开始快速的摆尾，想逃脱嘛。他摆尾的时候呢，把他俩都吓了一跳。
Yeah， they were both
鱼也吓了一跳。
They were both mad with fright, so they were both like crazy with fear, and they were so afraid.
啊，就那个瞬间，鱼吓坏了，他也吓坏了。
But she gripped him and shoved him into the ewer, and raced out to the other end of the tunnel down to the river's edge.
哎，但是很幸运 ，she gripped him.他一下呢就抓住了那条鱼，滑溜的鱼 ，shoved him into the ewer， 就把他呢、
yeah.
放入了这个大水壶里。
Yeah, to move it very quickly and carelessly into something like
迅速的。
Yeah, she just put it in there, like she did not really like place it in there, but she was just like really quick.
对，然后 raced out， 飞快的就跑到了隧道的另一头。好，然后 down to the river's edge。就来到了河边上，啊，故事听到这里，大家也就觉得，嗯，估计他能得救了，
yeah.
喘一口气了，舒一口气了。
Yeah, so the fish, obviously, like, he suddenly goes into the water, and he's like, huh, what's happening? I'm free! Like, what's going on?
他自己也弄不清楚发生了什么事儿呢。
Yeah,、
啊、
so he needs quite a while to get used to it, and like, to think about what just happened.
哎，真是天降神兵啊。
She poured him out into the water, and for a second, he was still visible. Of course, he was still thinking about what happened.
What's going on? Poured him out. 就是倒出来。就把他呢从湖里啊就直接就倒入河中了。For a second, 就是一开始还有那么一会儿的时候啊、
yeah.
鱼还能看得见 ,still visible, 还看得见踪影呢。
Then, all she saw was the glimmer of the moon in the silent flowing river.
啊、哦、接下来啊他只能看到了一些 glimmer of the moon,、
yeah.
月光。
Yeah, it's like a very soft, weak light.A glimmer.
啊，一些微弱的月光，以及呢 ,in the silent flowing river, 安静的流水和微弱的月光，鱼已经不见踪影了。
She plunked down the ewer and flew through the air like a bird into bed.
Plunk down, 重重的放下
yeah,
水壶。
Yeah, if you plunk down something, you throw down something in a very noisy and careless way. She was just bam.
Flew through the air, 在空气当中呢飞呀、啊、飞一般的、
yeah.
像一只鸟一样的飞回了自己的床上。
Yeah, that means that you run really, really fast to get back into bed because otherwise mommy and daddy would find out, of course.
不能让爸妈发现的啊这深夜什么 X 计划 ,Y 计划就这么结束了。
In the morning, Stephen rushed to her, shouting that he was gone and asking where and how and
第二天早上弟弟呢就冲他大声喊叫说哎呀他不见了鱼不见了他去哪儿了呢
Yeah, where and how? 怎么可能、
啊、怎么可能、
how?
怎么走的呀怎么讲完一个故事以后鱼就没了
Lifting her nose in the air, she said superciliously.
好扬起他的头哎扬起他的鼻子是不是很高傲的样子哈
Yeah, superciliously.
这是高傲的那个样子。
Yeah, so supercilious is actually another word for like arrogant. For like believing that you're better and that you know everything better than someone else.
是的这自信的啊比较高傲的就说啊
Fairy godmother, I suppose.
我想我猜那是仙女舅母做的事情吧。
And strolled away.
然后就漫步离开了。
Yeah, just like a hero towards the horizon, right?
这小女孩确实是个英雄。
Yeah, she really is a hero.
她救了这个鱼的生命。
Yeah, she's a hero. And like, she's very like a typical child, I think. Like, very like 12-year-old kind of child. Like, when you're that age, you question every story you're told. Like, you think, like, children get into that phase, they ask the why of everything, right? She's probably in that.
对，你看这个故事，马上总结一下。不在命运的黑暗中死去，就在善意中重获光明和自由。说的是一个人啊，一个人啊，要去什么？探险自己的世界。要去亲自去实践自己的世界。
Yeah, don't really assume that everything will be okay or that everything that other people say about like some problem that will eventually be solved with some like very fantasy-like story.
这世界上有多少能说不能做的人啊？因为他母亲代表的就是一派不愿意行动的那种想象派嘛，是吧？
Yeah.
因为讲个故事，这鱼也就回到河里了啊，用一种不切实际的想法。麻痹、
yeah.
或者是推卸责任吧
Yeah, like, I mean, it happens so many times. There are so many problems, you know, on the street, on like out there in the world. And then people, they usually just turn a blind eye. Someone else will do it. Someone else will solve it.
没错，没错。
It will be okay one day.
没错，因为世界有很多问题，所以很多人就觉得、
yeah.
哦，别人会去处理的。
Yeah, there must be other people who take care of that.
对，而且他还把这种不实在的想法呢传递给孩子，而让孩子对生命也觉得很冷漠，事不关己高高挂起。啊，这个事儿啊，哦，反正不是我的命吧，没事的啊，别人可能会去做的。
Yeah, but so in that way, nothing gets solved. If you imagine that everyone would think like that, nothing will be solved. Nobody will get the help they need.
你看，这世界上如果人人都这样的话，那问题谁来解决呢？
Yeah.
所以 Julia 代表的就是那种不是幻想派的人他敢于质疑和戳穿虚假、
yeah.
他相信行动才能解决问题他理解生命同情怜悯生命、
yeah.
他知道自由和光明对于生命的意义也只有他能够解救这个鳟鱼于困境之中
Yeah, she goes out there, she goes exploring, she realizes reality and she does something about it
对所以啊自己的生命要自己去探险
Yeah.
不要盲目的听别人跟你说这是什么也不要盲目的去自欺欺人来度过来解决问题逃避现实
Yeah, listen to your 自己的声音。
哎，那个怎么说呀？英文
your inner voice。
哎，这以前我们也讲过哈。Listen to your inner voice， 要坚信你自己的判断，要用一种比较实际的方式去处理问题，解决问题。
Yeah.
不要站在那儿坐等奇迹发生，奇迹凭什么发生在你身上啊
？Yeah，
是不是？大家觉得这故事还是挺有启发意义的吧？
As someone says, everything will be okay.
我赞你了。
If you study well, then sure, everything will be okay.
但如果你什么都不做 ，everything is not gonna be okay. 好了
，Then what happens?
今天的故事就到这里，余下大家自行思索。谢谢 Judy 老师，我们下次再见。
Thank you all for listening. 谢谢。